Hello and welcome to our radio program. I'm Rob.
And I'm Barbie.
Hello.
Hey, Barbie. What song are you humming there?
Was I humming? Oh, I woke up with it in my head. It's that song. You know.
Nope, no idea. No idea what you're talking about, Barbie, but it's very annoying, so let's just stop that, all right?
But there's my problem. I can stop humming it out loud, but it keeps on repeating in my head. Did you know there's a name for that, Rob? When a song keeps repeating in your head?
There's a name? I don't know what it is, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
You're right. It's an earworm.
Sounds nasty. Is there a cure for that?
I don't think so. So let's move on. In this program, we're talking about music and how it influences us.
Let's listen to Professor Raylon telling us how music affects what we choose to eat and drink.
Yes, well, imagine you're going to a bar and thinking about a glass of wine. There's French music playing behind the counter. More than likely, you're going for a glass of French wine. German music behind the counter, and you're likely to choose a German wine that goes way, way up. If you're planning or playing music that's classical, you might want to spend a little bit more.
What's the chance of you spending more, Rob?
Quite good, actually, Barbie. I love a good glass of wine.
Me too. But why do we spend more when there's classical music playing?
Good question. It makes us feel a bit classy. That's stylish and sophisticated.
I'm guessing hip-hop doesn't have the same effect. Am I right?
You're always right, Barbie. So the professor is saying that bars and restaurants use music to control or influence their customers?
Ugh! Earworms! They're messing with our minds!
I know, and it doesn't stop there. Restaurants also use the tempo or speed of the music to change people's behavior. A fast tempo gets customers in and out quickly at busy times. On the other hand, if there aren't many customers, the restaurant might want to keep people in the place for longer. So they put on music with a slow tempo to create a more relaxed mood in the restaurant.
Now, music is also used to create a mood in films. So let's hear Professor Raylon talking about music in the movies.
Well, a director might come to me and say, look, can you help bring the romance to this scene with the music? And so I might write something beautifully romantic and lyrical working with what I've got. And suddenly, the scene will feel much more romantic, much more tender, much more sexy, whatever needs to feel. And the music has the power to do that, to achieve that effect.
Sexy, tender, lyrical, romantic? That's emotional stuff. And lyrical actually means expressing strong emotions. So what's your favorite romantic moment in a film, Rob?
Oh, there are so many. I love romance movies. Once the violins start playing, I start crying. And yes, Barbie, that means I have a good cry.
So sweet! I'm more of a horror movie fan myself.
And music is extremely important in creating the mood in horror films.
That's very true. Music is often used to create feelings of anxiety and excitement.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's 6-Minute English. Watch out for those earworms. We hope you enjoyed humming along to today's program. Please join us again soon.
Bye.